from forever and ever and ever. And ever and ever. From forever and ever and ever.
Look, it's the end of the world, right? As we know it anyways. But listen, you don't have to be a pig just because it's the end of the world. Yes, you don't have to squeeze into a bathing suit this summer. Good for you. But the fact of the matter is you need to be healthy if you want to survive the coronavirus, okay? NTT Nutrition can do that for you. It's good food, it's good for you, and it's delivered right to your door. You can't go to the grocery store. This is a perfect time to try NTT Fitness and NTT Nutrition. And if you use my code LEVELUP15, you can get 15% off your first order. NTTFitness.com, LEVELUP15. Let's start the show.
Beach Drive, Drop Park, Central Avenue. We're all about the Sunshine City. RadioSaintPete.com. RadioSaintPete.com presents the Homemade Broadcast.
Hi, first time listener, first time caller. This message is for Will. Screw you, asshole. Eat cum and fry ice.
Okay, and are you ready for the show?
Yay, we're ready, Lucy. Please start.
And so I started.
This is Mayor Rick Kreisman, and you are listening to the Homemade Broadcast.
Personnel, this is CBTS. Space vehicle pre-count operations will start on my mark at 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It is the Homemade Broadcast, HMB Radio on RadioSaintPete.com. My name is Will Koontz. Welcome back to the program. 813-693-2124 is the voice and text line. HMBRadio.com is the website. Did you get your Donnie dollars? I got mine this week. I was pretty excited about it. I've wanted to be a thousandaire my entire life. And at 35 years old, I am a thousandaire. It feels good, frankly. I feel like an elite. I feel like a one percenter. This has been something I've worked for a long time. And it's finally been accomplished by getting money from the government for a worldwide disaster. Not through my own merit, but through some sort of end of the world apocalyptic scenario. Oh man, it's weird. I don't know the right way to spend this money. I mean, you should just put it away, right? Well, it ain't gonna happen. I mean, come on, you gotta do something with it. And most of it, yeah, I've been pretty good with most of it, but it's only been 4 days, so I can't say that I've been good with it yet. I've eaten lunch, got takeout every day this week, which normally would be a Tiger King meme with the "I'm never gonna financially recover from this." If you're on the internet, you know exactly what I'm talking about. But I felt like I was doing my part. I felt good. I felt like I was helping. You know, I got to keep these restaurants that I like in business. So I'm a hero, really, and I get to eat good food, and that's fantastic. And supporting NTT Fitness as well, getting dinners from them, and it's been great. Feels really good to help, you know? I'm only one man, and I'm doing my part during this pandemic. What else did I buy? I bought this board for home studio recording since we're trying to, you know, social distance as much as we can still. And, you know, I am able to get into the radio station, into the studios there, but just trying to stay at home as much as I possibly can. Station's locked down. Radio station is completely, the only people that are allowed in are on air folks. That's it. And, so I wanted to buy this board because I wanted to make sure I had, I don't know, just being able to sound good, and which I don't know if you could hear an echo. I don't know if it's unbearable. If it is, let me know, because I live in a tiny little box, so I got to get some sort of soundproofing with this thing. But I think you just get some fabric blocks or styrofoam block type things. I think they're pretty cheap, so I'll probably invest in some of those. So yeah, I've just been trying to avoid, which, by the way, I don't know if I told you, but I'm working full time now at the Bone. I'm sure you could not care any less, but I'm excited about it. Full-time on a Johnny B show now, starting last week. So that's also another reason why I wanted to get the home studio, because it looks like I'm going to be recording on the weekends now, doing the podcast on a Saturday morning, and that's going to be the new routine. But that's okay, you know, upwards and onwards. So I did buy this board with my sweetheart of a father. He sent me a package in the mail with this Rodecaster in it. I go, oh, I already got one. He goes, oh, I thought you said you were gonna get one. I said, oh, well, you're a sweet man, but you're dumb. No, I love you, and you're very nice. So I want to give some words of caution, though, with this newfound wealth. Now that everybody is in the 1%, I want to give a some cautious words of unsolicited advice, which is, number one, do not start a GoFundMe for charity. Individuals out there, just normal folks that need, that feel like they need to help, just give to a GoFundMe, give to Metropolitan Ministries, give to the Tampa Bay Food Bank. Just give. Don't encourage your friends to give. Don't start one on your own because you want to be a part of something. You don't have the resources to do it. You don't have the following. It's a waste of time, number one. And it's work for everybody else. I had a bunch of people call. And it's nice, too. Like, let me preface this by saying it's nice that people want to help out and give back to the community and make sure their neighbors are good. But start around you. You know, let's start with your upstairs neighbor, for example. Are you good on toilet paper? Yes, good. Okay, I started there. Work it in your small little community and branch outwards. Don't just go for the telescopic, you know, I'm going big. I want to raise $100,000 for charity, but I need your help. And I go, well, now I have to do the work, and I'm doing my own work. I just can't keep up with all this stuff. We had a lot of callers who were starting GoFundMes this week to help their community, and they just wanted just a retweet, just a mention on the shows. They wanted social media, you know, promotion, you know, in order to help them with their goal. And you want to help, right? Why wouldn't you do this? And of course, like I said, I know that you do want to help, and this is a nice thing that you're doing, but you can't. You don't have the ability to do these things. There are people that do. The Bone raised $250,000 for Metropolitan Ministries. Give to that. Encourage your friends to give to that. That's going to go right to the charity. Joe Blow, that runs a trucking company. Well, actually, a guy with a trucking company probably could. Joe Blow works for a trucking company. He doesn't have the resources and the connections to get these, you know, raise that type of money. But you can give to the Bones Metropolitan Ministries virtual food drive. That is a really great thing. And we had so many people calling in this week. Hey, I started GoFundMe. Could you retweet it and share it and tell it so I can talk about it on the radio? Hey, I got my family member is sick and I want to do a GoFundMe for them. Okay, but now we have 500 of these and we can't possibly give our attention to every single one. You know what I mean? Like, if we consolidate and all agree to give to the Bones one, Ben Swig from Migs and Swig on the weekends, Ben Swig Radio on Twitter, he's a millionaire. He's a rich guy. Does a show on the weekend. And he put together a Bone Fam Fund, he called it. And basically, you would give to his PayPal. He would then distribute it to people in need. Ben's already rich. He's not going to steal your money, number one. And he's doing that. He's giving out $7,000, I think, already to people who, you know, they showed that they need the money for this bill, and he sends them the money, and they pay their bill. So, I mean, he's already established. He can do it. Like I said, Joe Blow that drives a truck, he's not able to do these things. And it is nice, again, but also you got to look out for some of these people might be hucksters that are just trying to steal money from people. There's scams all over the place with these checks that are going out, getting text messages, and trying to scam people out of their money. I don't think that anybody that called in and is starting a GoFundMe was actively trying to do that, but I don't know. And they're asking Johnny B, for example, hey, retweet this out, please. I just want to help. And now he's co-signed it. Now he's I don't know, maybe he is liable in a court of law if something happened. I don't know. But he's you know, endorsing it. And that's dangerous for somebody in that. I mean, Johnny's got 12,000 Twitter followers. That's if he's blasting that out there and this person ends up scamming people, that looks really bad for him. So it's really an unfair position to put, you know, us into, I guess. No one really asked me to do it. Nobody cares. But and I'm the wrong guy to ask anyways. But, you know, Johnny has 12,000 followers. Mike Calta's got, you know, 90,000. And they'll do it too. I mean, like, they're good guys, so they'll retweet this stuff out. But I'm like, man, that is so dangerous. I mean, just putting, you know, your blind faith in these people. And I kind of looked up one of these guys who called in. Yeah, I'm starting to GoFundMe. I need a lawyer, and I need a money manager, accountant. I need all these resources. And you go, well, it's work. It's not worth it at this point. And again, I know he's just trying to help, but there's too many people trying to help, too many cooks in the kitchen. Things get, the waters get muddied, you know? And then I looked this guy up, and just to see what his past was. With the internet, you can find these things very easily. And, you know, he's been arrested for insurance fraud and petty theft in the past. And, you know, that's a past. You know, I'm sure he's changed his life. He's probably, and he seems like a great guy. I know this guy personally, but, I'm not giving you any money on a GoFundMe, just in case. You know, why would I give you the money when I can just go to Metropolitan Ministries or go to the Tampa Bay Food Bank and just give them money? That's the way to handle these things. So, no offense, you know, you don't want to upset people, but no, I'm not giving you a GoFundMe. One of these people from kindergarten on Facebook that I haven't really spoken to in 25 years, no, 30 years. God, I'm getting old. Just put out this thing. Yeah. You know, it's one of those Facebook friends that you have just as a novelty because you just went to kindergarten with them. So you have them as a friend, even though they're not your friend, and you don't know them anymore. She put out a, please donate. It's my birthday. It is my birthday. And, you know, I really want to raise some money for some future medical expenses. I can't tell you, and it says this, I can't tell you what the money will be used for at this point in time. But it will be for future medical expenses. And please donate. No, absolutely not. I'm insulted. You would ask that. Like, if you had a specific thing saying it's going to go to this, maybe I would consider it. But you don't know? You just want to collect $2,000? Yeah, me too. For future expenses, everybody's going to have future expenses. The nerve of these people. I mean, it's shocking. So I will say, you know, people are going to have this influx of funds, and I'm sure you should donate some of it to charity. If you can, if you're able to do that. And I gave some to the Bones Metropolitan Ministries Drive. You know, I'm affiliated with them, and I know that Metropolitan Ministries does fantastic work. So I took some of that and put it towards them. And I know it's going to be in a safe place, and I know it's going to go to people who need it. So, yes, while it's very nice of you to start a GoFundMe, absolutely do not do it, and absolutely not. I will not support it, and I will absolutely not give to it, and I'll see you in hell.
This is the Homemade Broadcast. This is RadioSaintPete.com.
The Homemade Broadcast is brought to you by Truvy Salon and Spa, T-R-U-V as in victory, Y, salonandspa.com, 8908 4th Street North, Unit B, right here in St. Pete. God, I wish Chrissy was open right now so I could get a goddamn haircut. I don't know what I'm going to do. I mean, I could trim the sides okay, with scissors, get around the ears, but it's getting unruly. It's hat season right now. I mean, you can't get to the barbershop. Everything's closed. But if you want to support a local business like Truvy Salon Spa, go to the website and buy a gift card. Buy a gift certificate for a later date. This helps them keep the doors open. TruvySalonAndSpa.com. Get yourself a gift certificate. Okay, thanks. New revelations in the COVID-19 disaster pandemic. Not really new. I mean, this was reported. I saw it reported on Zero Hedge when this first happened, that there was a clinic, a virology institute in Wuhan, less than a mile away from the wet market where allegedly this pandemic started. And it was reported that, maybe it escaped from that clinic now. Now, a few weeks ago, if you go back a few podcasts when this started going on, we were talking about Tom Cotton. I believe he's a senator from Arkansas. He was saying, let's not rule this out, that it came from this clinic and this institute and maybe not from the wet market. Didn't say whether it did or didn't. Just said, I don't want to rule anything out right now. And he was lambasted for that. I was even nervous talking about it because I didn't want to get labeled as a lunatic. But because the way they just shut that down, that was not in the realm of reasonable discourse. It was not that. We know that. How do you know? We just know. We just know. Okay? You weirdo, you freak, you fringe human being. You got dragged for just saying that maybe it came from there. I don't know. I'm just saying. So now there's new reports saying that, yeah, it might have actually leaked by accident, that it's not necessarily a bioweapon that was manufactured, but it was China's research into developing vaccines for these viruses, and that cables were released from U.S. intelligence. Now, you could take U.S. intelligence for what you want. I mean, for a long time, they were saying that Trump was getting peed on in Russian bathhouses by prostitutes. So, I mean, I don't know. you could. I'm just saying, like, it's out there now. It's speculation, and it's something that the U.S. is planning on looking into at this point. And a few weeks ago, the media slammed Tom Cotton for even bringing this up. I mean, he was a wackadoo. And, it's not a wack. Now, people owe him an apology, and he won't get it. I mean, it's just going to be forgotten about. And I had been talking about it, too, and I was getting harassed by this loon. For a long time, even before this, and I kind of just muted him so I don't see him on social media and stuff anymore. But then somehow he managed to get through, and we were talking about this on Stay Woke one night about how, you know, looks like this, there's some legs to this. And he goes, no, wrong again, and sends me a link. And I go, okay, I'll look at it. Will's wrong again. I go, oh, all right. Let's check it out. And it's a story from it's so funny how, you know, people will say that Fox, for example, is very, it should be entertainment. It's not news. You've never watched Fox in your life, but they'll have no shame in sending a Media Matters story. They'll call Fox, you know, fringe lunatics, but then be like, no, this is what you need to look at, and it's like Daily Kos or something, Kos or whatever. You go, that's propaganda. I don't understand how you're going to counter so-called propaganda with propaganda, but, you know, people get in their bubbles. They're robots, and they're binary thinkers. They can't fathom looking outside the box with some of these things. So I read the story, you know, I tend to read these things because I want to know what's going on, what the other opposing viewpoints are, and make sure I get all my ducks in a row here, which you should do, by the way. Wherever you sit politically, make sure you're reading the propaganda the other side's putting out. You can understand your enemy better. So I read this thing, and it's an article from Raw Story, and it's about a Pentagon, I forget who it was, Merrill or something, some sort of high-ranking Army Pentagon official, and he says, no, it's looking like it's just a natural occurrence from the market. You know, okay. But then at the end of the article, his statement is, but we don't know for sure. Yeah, that's what I said. That he said exactly what I said. I have no idea. The point is that we just don't know, and we shouldn't shut down discourse and conversation just because it might say something that you don't want. I mean, a lot of these people are so concerned with just making this the president's fault because that's their number one enemy. I don't think these people are sympathetic to China, but they just don't like Trump's their number, like that's our number one concern. Enemy of my enemy is my friend. And that's what I'm going with. So anything to make him look bad. But my God, they are getting themselves into cahoots with some very shady characters. And we should just take the time and step back and go, well, let's just, I just want the truth. And I think most people do. Most reasonable, rational people hopefully do. But, you know, you get the religious weirdos, the cathedral that is, they just can't see any gray areas. It is black or white. And if you dare sway, even from, you know, if you're 99%, I agree with you, 99 out of 100 things. Nope. If you disagree on that one thing, then you're out. Then you're warming up to, you like him. I got that. My friend did that to me the other day. Well, you just like, I go, no, I don't. I don't like him. I don't like the president. I think he's a douche. I really do. However, I'm able to say when things are good or bad, he does good things, he does bad things. You should be able to do that. If you can't see gray areas and stuff, that is a big problem that hopefully you can work out. But most people are robots. They just run code. And, you know, that's what they do. I saw one of my coworkers at the radio station was getting harassed because he's very anti-Trump, I would say, is where he sits on the spectrum, which is fine. You know, I get it. It's just an ideological viewpoint that you have. But he was saying, you know, Trump made it easier. He also got a kidney transplant, and Trump made it easier for people to try these, to get transplants, cut out some of the red tape and the bureaucracy. And he just said, yeah, I think that's a good thing. I'm glad that he did that because I have personal experience with this. And he got attacked on Twitter. You're warming up to this guy. I thought you were, now you're warming up to the administration because I just like this one thing. And like, that's totally reasonable, but people are completely unreasonable when it comes to this stuff. Oh, it is just the pits. I saw one of the St. Pete officials tweet out that the Democrats are doing everything by science and public health, and the Republicans are doing everything for money. You go, wow, well, if things are that black and white, why isn't everybody voting Democrat? Because it seems like Democrats know what they're doing. So why are they not in power? I don't understand. And, you know, I thought about saying something, but they don't want to hear it. They're not interested in hearing it. And I don't want to fight with people. It's really not worth it to me either. But I watch this and I just roll my eyes. I mean, it's really perverse stuff, man. Makes me sick to my stomach. I don't understand how this got to be so political. It seems like there's a way to do things that's not partisan here. Or that is partisan. Wait, no, it's not partisan. Like, for a virus, you just follow what... you have a department for this, a CDC. Let's do what they say. They seem like they're the closest ones to this. It's easy. But man, and you know, I've talked about it the past few weeks on the podcast, but you could see the bubbles of people trying to make this a political argument immediately. And finally, they found ways to do that. Let's read this story, though, from the New York Post via Fox News. The U.S. is conducting a full-scale investigation into whether the novel coronavirus, which went on to morph into the global pandemic, brought the global economy to its knees, escaped from a lab in Wuhan, China. Intelligence operatives are said to be gathering information about the laboratory and the initial outbreak of the virus. Intelligence analysts are piecing together a timeline of what the government knew and creating an accurate picture of what happened. Once the investigation is complete, something that is expected to happen in the near term, the findings will be presented to the Trump administration, at which point the House policymakers and President Trump will use the findings to determine how to hold the country accountable for the pandemic. U.S. officials and intelligence community have confirmed to Fox News that they have taken the possibility of the coronavirus being man-made or engineered inside China as some sort of bioweapon off the table and have ruled it out at this point. Sources point to the structure of the virus and saying that the genome mapping specifically shows it was not genetically altered. The sources believe the initial transmission of the virus was a naturally occurring strain that was being studied there, and it went on into the population of Wuhan. Sources say the investigation of open source and classified data points in the work in the lab of Dr. Shi Zhengli was working with the antivirals and immunizations for the virus, specifically with bats. U.S. officials are 100% confident China went on to great lengths to cover up the virus once it was out, sources said. Additionally, the sources believe that the World Health Organization, which the president paused funding for this week, was complicit in the cover-up or looked the other way. The president hinted at an investigation on Wednesday when he told Fox News' John Roberts, "More and more we're hearing the story. We are doing a very thorough examination of this horrible situation." Secretary of State Mike Pompeo on Friday reiterated that the administration was eyeing the Wuhan Institute of Virology and accused the Chinese government of stonewalling scientists from finding out what happened. It goes on to quote him, There has been speculation for months, not just in the U.S., that the virus originated in a Chinese laboratory. A February study on the origins of the virus from the South China University of Technology concluded, in addition to the origins of natural recombination and intermediate hosts, the killer coronavirus probably originated in a laboratory in Wuhan. Should it turn out that the virus escaped from a Chinese factory, the global pushback against the Chinese government would be significant. The virus had infected and killed hundreds of thousands of people and ravaged economies around the globe. Trump, who has frequently taken a hard line towards China even before the crisis, would be expected to lead calls for Beijing to make consequences. I mean, Trump praised China for their handling of the coronavirus initially. Now, maybe he just didn't have all the information at the time. You know, maybe his viewpoint would change once he got that information. I don't know. Whatever, man. Let's see. During Thursday's daily press briefing, China's foreign ministry pushed back on the claims that anything suspicious had taken place in the Wuhan lab and reiterated that there was no evidence that the coronavirus, which infected more than 2 million people globally, was made there. The head of the WHO has stated many times that there is zero evidence that the new coronavirus originated in the laboratory, spokesman Zhao Lijian said. Many prominent medical experts in the world also believe that so-called laboratory leaks have no scientific basis. Okay, it seems like that would be something that could easily happen. If you're working with deadly viruses, that one could possibly get out. I don't know. But point being, during this whole thing, is this was reported months ago, and people were called lunatics for even bringing it up, because I think, you know, I don't know what's in people's hearts and minds, but it's fun to speculate. I think it's just because they want to blame the president of the United States first and foremost, if they can. This is a political move. It's not about the truth. It's about getting this evil monster out of office. So anyway, 813-693-2124 is the voice and text line. I'd love to hear your thoughts and opinions on this. HMBradio.com. There's a contact page over there. Or Twitter and Instagram. Twitter, home_made_man. Same thing on Instagram. I'll talk to you. I'll give you some chit-chattings on there. This is very interesting. As long as you're not a dick, and you can have a civil conversation, I'm happy to speak with you. So yeah, give me a shout, text message, voicemail, HMB radio line, 813-693-2124. The Homemade Broadcast is brought to you by HomemadePodcasts.com. Homemade Podcasts is a media consulting company focusing on podcasts. That's right. And it's my company, and if you need help whether it's with RSS feeds, whether it's with electronic equipment, boards, you know, recommendations, anything. I can help you because I'm doing it right now. HomemadePodcasts.com. Some good news out of this thing. Top coronavirus model lowers estimates of U.S. deaths in updated projection. This is from the Washington Examiner. A key coronavirus model lowered their estimates for the death toll from the pandemic. In a recent update, the University of Washington's Institute for Health and Metrics lowered its predicted death toll by more than 8,000 on Friday, only 4 days after their previous calculation, noting that the most people have followed the health guidelines put forth by both the state and federal governments. The total number of deaths from the model was 68,841, but was updated to 60,308. And it concluded that the United States may have reached its peak of the virus earlier this week when 2,481 people died. The evaluation also revealed that some states may be able to relax some of the social distancing measures as early as May 4th. They specifically noted that Vermont, West Virginia, Montana, and Hawaii were the states that could be able to reopen sooner than other states, including Iowa, North and South Dakota, Nebraska, Utah, Arkansas, Oklahoma, who may need to wait until June or early July. Damn. Hopefully it's done by then. Also, I guess this is good news. I don't know if it's good or bad news, but random sampling test shows that the coronavirus is more widespread and less deadly than previously thought. A coronavirus antibody test conducted by Stanford University concluded that the infection is both more common than previously thought and possesses a lower fatality rate than what the current data suggests. Our data imply that by April 1st, between 48,000 and 81,000 people had been infected in Santa Clara County. The reported number of confirmed positive cases in the county on April 1st was 956, 50 to 85-fold lower than the number of infections predicted by their study. The study, which tested 3,330 people, adjusting for zip code, sex, and race ethnicity, concludes that the prevalence of the coronavirus antibodies in Santa Clara, California, is more widespread than the number of confirmed cases. So there you go. I mean, that means probably a lot of people already had it, which I guess is good and beat it, and maybe this thing is not as deadly as they thought initially. They didn't know. This is a brand new thing. We didn't know. And this virus is particularly nefarious because, which is the crazy thing about it, is you can have it and some people have no symptoms. They have no fever, no nothing, and they're healthy and they don't even know they're battling this virus and they're going out there and giving it to other people and some people die from it. It's very, very strange, but some good news, and hopefully we can get things back to normal, whatever that is going to be. I don't know how things are going to change. It's definitely going to change, but hopefully we can get to some sort of normal, get the economy back moving again, and God, I hope football season happens. If the Bucks get Tom Brady and he doesn't play this year, we only got him for 2 years, I'm going to be so sad. It's just going to be a disaster for me. So do it for me. God knows I could use the win, and the Bucks could use a win. The Tampa Bay community could use a win, so let's all follow the social distancing, and let's get our football season back. Do it for the NFL.
You come out with stink like that, poop. Poop mouth. Poop out of your mouth.
Yeah, don't do it. Okay, with that, I'm going to get the hell out of here. That's the podcast for the week. I hope you have a fantastic week. I hope you continue to social distance. Talk to your friends on FaceTime, or don't talk to them at all. Let's do social distancing where we just don't. Let's expand it so with no calls, no texts for the week. Just be alone. Be with your own thoughts for the week. Enjoy it. Oh, it's going to be a scary place. All right, my name is Will Koontz. This has been HMB Radio on Radio St. Pete. If you're listening on Radio St. Pete, stay tuned. Frankenverse Jazz Show is up next, followed by the Indie Circuit. If you're listening on podcast, thank you, thank you, thank you. Please share it. Tell a friend about it. Follow me on social media at @home_made_man. I will talk to you next week, or catch me every day, 9 to midnight, 9 to 1 a.m. on 102.5 The Bone here. Will Koontz, HMB Radio on Radio St. Pete. Goodbye.
You have found the Homemade Broadcast on RadioSaintPete.com.